will start with the glorification of Sri Chaitanya. I'm going to read the translation first. This bhajan is written in a book called Prarthana by Narottam Das Thakur, and it is glorifying or begging for the mercy of Sri Vaishnava Thakur. O Vaishnava Goswami, please be merciful to me now. There is no one except you who can purify the fallen souls. Where does anyone find such a merciful personality by whose mere audience all sins go far away? After bathing in the waters of the sacred Ganga, Ganges, many times, one becomes purified, but just by the sight of you, the fallen souls are purified. This is your great power. The holy name delivers one who has committed an offense to Lord Hari. And if one commits an offense to you, there is no means of deliverance. Your heart is always the resting place of Lord Govinda, and Lord Govinda says, the Vaishnavas are in my heart. I desire the dust of your holy feet in every birth I may take. Please consider Narottam yours and be kind upon him. Shri Narottam Das Thakur ki. He baya karuna karo Vaishnava Gosa ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुं श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सार्वजातं सकलानुरागान्वितं तां सजीवम् सावैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखाभ्यांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कान्त श्रीराधाकान्त नमोऽस्तुते प्राप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुलं धरते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनकारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यमीश्वरम् सो ऐ एम गोइंग टू स्टार्ट विद द बर्थ ऑफ श्री श्यामानंद पंडित यू माइट हैव हर्ड अबाउट श्यामानंद पंडित एंड दिस भजन विच वॉज रिटन बाय नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर श्यामानंद पंडित वॉज वन ऑफ द क्लोज फ्रेंड ऑफ नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर देर वर थ्री फ्रेंड्स who is very much well known in history. One was Narottam Das Thakur, one was Shyamananda Pandit, and third was Srinivas Acharya. These three were friends together who studied under Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan. So Shyamananda Pandit was born in a place called Midanapur at Dhaneshwar to a couple whose name was Krishna Mandal and Durika Devi Dasi. These two people, they were very, very devoted to Lord Krishna. But somehow or other, once they would get a child in infancy itself, soon the child would die. And like this, they lost many children. So when this boy was delivered, they prayed very intensely to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to Lord Krishna that please, if you wish, let this child survive. And if this child survives, we will dedicate him in your service. And they named him Dukhi. Dukhi means one who is miserable. Why? Because they thought that maybe Yamaraj, looking at Dukhi, will have some mercy and he will spare him. And true enough, Dukhi survived. Very soon, actually this Krishna Mandal was a Shudra family. His business was distributing milk. And in their community, it was like considered as low caste and people were not generally very educated. But at very small age, Dukhi finished studying grammars, all the possible subjects, and he was very, very brilliant and obviously an uncommon child. So Krishna Mandal and Durika Devi would always pray that we always have prayed and we have vowed that we will dedicate this child in Krishna's service, and this child's qualities are seen so brilliantly that he is not an ordinary child and we should dedicate. So they would always pray that let a spiritual guide be known to whom Dukhi can follow and take in the path of Krishna consciousness. So one day Krishna Mandal asked Dukhi that please keep your mind open and look around. Where do you feel inspired? And you must give your life to a proper spiritual master. This is first lesson for us. Bhagavatam says, Pitana Sasya, Guru Sasya, one should not become a father, mother, teacher, or take any position where we cannot deliver the dependent on us on the path of Krishna. It is duty of a parent to make and give all facilities to child to enhance their Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, we see nowadays that when the children, when they take up to Krishna consciousness, if the parents are not devotees, they feel where my child has gone. He's become sadhu. And then they will tell, don't do all these things at this age. When you become old, you do. But you ask them, if you have become old now, at least you do now. They don't want to do that. So we should remember that as a parent, it is our duty to get our child closer to Krishna, give all facilities, give all the support, and then leave it between Krishna and that soul, what that child does in future. Never become unhappy when the child is taking to Krishna consciousness, or sometimes even when we see that they grow old, suppose if they are going apart or away from Krishna consciousness, our heart becomes very sad and we start struggling or trying to pull them into Krishna consciousness. But never force your child. It is said that give the best of devotion qualities in first 12 to 15 years of age. And at 15, become their best friends. Do not try to force your ideas on your children. They will rebel. They will go away just because you are forcing them to do that. And when, even if they go away sometime because of the company and because of the youth, have faith that the 15 years of Krishna consciousness, what you have given them, will bring them back. And there are enough examples around. Pray for them, but don't force them. Once you force them, they lose faith in Krishna and devotees. So, Dukhi, as soon as he was asked by his parents that look out for your spiritual guide, Dukhi immediately told, he was just a small boy, but he said that I know whom I want to surrender my life to. And he told the name of Hriday Chaitanya. Hriday Chaitanya's glories were already known in part of Bengal and Orissa. Hriday Chaitanya was a disciple of Gauridas Pandit. And there is very beautiful pastime that Gauridas Pandit was present in the time of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He used to stay in a place called Kalna or Ambika Kalna, now it is called. It's near Mayapur. So once Gauridas Pandit invited Gaur Mittal for prasad at their house, at his house. And after serving them, when Gaur Mittal were ready to go, Gauridas Pandit said, please do not leave me. I don't think I can continue to live my life without you. Please do not go. And he was pleading so much genuinely that Gaur Mittal said, okay, from their body, they gave a deity of Gaur Mittal who are exactly 7 feet high, which is a replica of Gaur Mittal, and they looked exactly like Gaur Mittal. So they said, you keep these deities, this deity is not different because it is manifested from our body, and worship them. So Gauridas Pandit was very intelligent. He said, if deities are same as you, why don't you stay and let the deities go? So be it. And Gaur Mittal stood keeping their hands up and became deities, and deities started walking out. And Gauridas Pandit was looking. He said, no, you don't go, let them go. So they said, okay. And now these deities again stood by as deities, and Gaur Mittal started walking. And Gauridas Pandit said, no, you don't go, let them go. And after doing like this for some time, he was completely confused. Who is deity and who are actually Gaur Mittal? And this is second lesson for us. You should always remember, Krishna is not different from his holy name, from the deities, the pastimes. when we see Shri Rara Giridhari, Shri Gaur Nitya, Shri Lakshmi Narasingha sitting over here, we should know that they are here. We should have that bhav that yes, they are there, they are listening to us, they are listening to our prayers. When we offer the accept bhoga, they are not stones, they are not metal. When we will have this bhav and serve them, they will reciprocate, and then only we will be able to see the Lord in the deities. So many times we feel that, oh, I am not elevated, I do not see Lord. Maybe I know theoretically, but it will be revealed to us only when we make sincere efforts knowingly that the deities are not different from the Lord Himself. So finally, these deities of Gaur Nitya are still standing there at Ambika Kalna. When we go there, it's beautiful darshan of life-size deities. So Gauridas Pandit started worshipping them, and one day when he was doing Aradhika in the afternoon, a group of devotees, they were coming and they were doing ecstatic kirtan. And while he is offering the aarti, this Gaur Nitya jumped out of the altar and then they ran into the kirtan. And Gauridas Pandit took a stick and started running behind Gaur Nitya. Where are you going? I have to make my bhoga offering. I have to finish my aarti. Be there. He was in Sakya Bhav. He was actually Gauridas Pandit is Subal Sakha in Krishna Lila. So Gauridas Pandit with stick in his hand started running behind Gaur Nitya, and Gaur Nitya were actually trying to escape him. And there was one of his disciples, Gauridas Pandit's disciple Rudayananda, who was also in the kirtan. And to save themselves from the anger of Gauridas Pandit, Gaur Nitya jumped and hid themselves, and they took shelter of the heart of in the heart of Rudayananda. And this, from this day onwards, this Hridayananda became Hriday Chaitanya, in whose heart Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So this pastime was already very famous, and Dukhi had heard and he had decided that he wants to take shelter of Hriday Chaitanya. So he told his parents that I need to go to Bengal, and they were staying in Orissa. Being such a small child, the parents were worried how to leave our child alone. And he said that there are every year hundreds of devotees going to Bengal for parikrama. So please allow me to go and join with them, and I will go safely. And with their blessings, the parents allowed, keeping faith in Krishna, that the child will be protected. This was the only child they had. But they let him go. And very soon, Dukhi came to Kalna, or Ambika Kalna, and then he found and met and fell at the feet of Hriday Chaitanya, giving his life to Hriday Chaitanya. Hriday Chaitanya also accepted him very graciously as his disciple and started teaching him lot of bhav and bhakti, and started teaching, giving him the lessons of devotional service. And Hriday, this Dukhi, then he was named by Hriday Chaitanya as Krishnadas, and his name became Dukhi Krishnadas. So Dukhi Krishnadas would serve Hriday Chaitanya as his life and soul. There was no desire in his heart except to serve his spiritual master. Whatever he would do, he would always say, let this please my spiritual master. He was never interested in directly pleasing Lord. He was single focused, vyavasayatmika buddhi ekeha kurunandana, to please the spiritual master. And this is the next lesson for us. We do not know who Krishna is. We do not know who Gaur Nitya is. Yes, Radha Giridhari are standing here. But how we will know him? How we will know the Lord? Through our spiritual master, through a pure devotee. When we will make life and soul of a pure devotee, our their instruction is our life and soul. That is the only way we can achieve Krishna. And that is why it is said for pure devotees, Krishna se tomara, Krishna dite paro, tomara shakati ache, ami to kangala, Krishna Krishna bole, thai tamo pache pache. Krishna is yours, and you have power to give Krishna to us, and I am a beggar. running behind you and calling out Krishna, Krishna, Dhai Tava Pachakache, because only a pure devotee can give Krishna to us. So after a few years, Hruday Chaitanya told Dukhi Krishna Das that I want you to study under Jiva Goswami, who is one of the greatest scholars of today in Vrindavan. And though Dukhi Krishna Das did not want to leave the service of his spiritual master, to please his spiritual master, he went to Vrindavan. He was very well received by Raghunath Das Goswami and Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami at Vrindavan. As soon as they heard that he is disciple of Hruday Chaitanya, they were very happy to receive him. They served him, they gave all the facilities to him, and then they made arrangement to send him to Jiva Goswami. By this time, disciple of Gadadhar Pandit Srinivas and disciple of Lokanath Swami Garuttam had already come and joined the school of Jiva Goswami. But Jiva Goswami knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has particular plan and he is going to send one of his own intimate associate. He was waiting. And as soon as he received Dukhi Krishna Das, Jiva Goswami perfectly knew that this is the soul who I was waiting for. So Jiva Goswami also accepted him as his Siksha disciple and very graciously started teaching him and giving him all the lessons on the path of devotional service. Very soon, Narottam Srinivas and Shyamanand became Dukhi Krishna Das. And Dukhi Krishna Das became very, very close friends. And very regularly, Jiva Goswami would write letter to their gurus. Each one had their own guru, Diksha Guru. So he would write letters and inform them about the progress of their students. So Hruday Chaitanya would write back to Jiva Goswami that please teach him the Bhava Bhakti, the direct service of Sri Radha and Krishna at the level of Raga Roga. Please train him into that. And according to the desire of Gauridas Pandit, Jiva Goswami was training Dukhi Krishna Das in Raga Roga Bhakti also. One of his service was that every day in the morning, he would go and sweep a kunja, which is called as Kanaka Kunja in Vrindavan, which was part of the Rasasthali. So before even the sunrise, Dukhi Krishna Das would go and very nicely, he would clean this entire kunja, preparing it for the visit of the devotees, so that when they come, they see everything very neat and clean. And with utter humility and very genuine discipline, he would do this every day. One day early morning, when he reached this Kanaka Kunja and he started sweeping, he saw that a brilliant effulgence is coming from under a tree. And when he went there, he found an ankle bell or a nupur there. And as soon as he saw, he realized this is not ordinary. This is not from this world. This is very, very transcendental and special. So he took it, and as soon as he touched it, he started getting the symptoms of ecstasy. His hair was standing on end, and he started crying incessantly. Torrents of rains were falling. And like a madman, he started running from one end to other, started calling out for Krishna, Radha, Krishna, Radha. And soon he controlled his emotions, put this nupur very, very safely. Now this was the nupur of Sri Radharani. In Rasasthali, every night, Sri Krishna with gopis headed by Radha would come here and perform their intimate pastime in conjugal love. And that night, Sri Radharani was dancing in such ecstasy that her nupur fell there. It's said by acharyas that Radharani purposefully left it there. So when the pastime was over and Radharani went back, she told Lalita, her friend Lalita Sundari, that I've lost my nupur and I don't know how should I go back to my mother-in-law's place. Where does her mother-in-law stay? Place is called as Javad. And her mother-in-law's name was Jatila. Sister-in-law was Kutila. So she knew that Jatila will ask me, where is your nupur? And I will have no answer. So she told Lalita, you must go and find my Visnupur very quickly before it is the time for me to return to Javad. So Lalita Sundari took form of an old lady and she came to the Kunja and she was searching. And when she saw Dukhi Krishna Das, she asked, did you find a Nupur? Can you please give it to me? He said, yes, I have found. And then he showed. And Lalita Sundari said, yes, please give this to me. This belongs to my daughter-in-law who is very careless and she dropped it here, but I must give it back to her. But Dukhi Krishna Das was very, very intelligent. He said that I know this does not belong to an ordinary person. So first, tell me who you are. Then only I will give you. And Lalita Sundari realized that there is no time now and there is no way I can get this without revealing my true identity. So Lalita Sundari told that I am Lalita, the very close friend and maidservant of Sri Radharani. So Dukhi Krishna Das requested that I am most happy to have your darshan and to give you this back Nupur, but can you please show me your spiritual form? And Lalita said, you will not be able to withhold it with this material eyes. And again Dukhi Krishna Das very intelligently said, if you will show me and if you will give me mercy, by your mercy, I will be able to withhold it. So first you give me mercy so that I can withhold it and then you give me your darshan. So Lalita Devi gave him the mercy and then she showed him her eternal spiritual form. And as soon as he had the darshan of Lalita Sundari, he again went mad, absolutely in spiritual ecstasy, and he became almost unconscious. And as soon as he regained his consciousness, Lalita Devi took the Nupur back and said that you are definitely going to give a great pleasure to my Shyama. And this Ananda which you are going to give to Shyama, I am reciprocating you by giving you today name Shyamananda, one who has given Ananda to my Shyama. And then very graciously, very lovingly, she took the Nupur and put on the forehead of Dukhi Krishna Das or Shyamananda, and then that made a mark of different tilak on his head. And then she disappeared. And before disappearing, she said, do not disclose this to anyone except for Jiva Goswami. And then she left. Very soon, Jiva Goswami, when he saw Dukhi Krishna Das, his appearance was completely different and his hue had become golden. And he realized that something transcendental has happened. So he asked Dukhi Krishna Das, and that time, according to the permission of Lalita Sundari, he described what had happened and how he was now given name Shyamananda with this tilak, which was then called as Shyamanandi tilak. Jiva Goswami was very, very happy. He embraced him and he said that you have received mercy of Sri Radharani. And slowly everybody started knowing that now Dukhi Krishna's name is Shyamananda and he has a different tilak. Nobody knew how and why, but everybody was talking about it. And soon the news reached Ambika Kalna to his guru Hriday Chaitanya. Hriday Chaitanya immediately thought, does it mean that Dukhi Krishna has rejected me and he has taken reinitiation from Jiva Goswami, who has given him a new name and a new tilak? So he was very upset. And then there was a huge controversy and Hriday Chaitanya was very, very angry. He personally came back with lots of mahantas to ask Jiva Goswami how dare he reinitiate his disciple. And he asked Dukhi Krishna that, does it mean that by rejecting me and taking shelter and reinitiation from Jiva Goswami, you have got love of Radha and Krishna? Then today I, with all my disciples, will take shelter of Jiva Goswami. Dukhi Krishna Das fell at the feet of his guru and started crying and told him that it is only by your mercy if I can get a grace of Radha or Krishna. I can never ever get any mercy of Lord without you. He couldn't say what was the reason, but he was again and again pleading that I have not rejected you. You are my life and soul and you will remain so. But Hriday Chaitanya was not pacified. He told him to give a test. He wrote on his chest, Shyamananda, and he said, I will wash this out with my own hands. And only if I am unable to do so, I will take that this name has been given to you by Lord's mercy. And then Hriday Chaitanya was trying to rub out the tilak and his name from the chest. And as soon as it would disappear, this Shyamananda would shout the name of Gauridas Pandit, Gauridas Pandit, Lalita Sundari, and it would reappear. And thus, Hriday Chaitanya realized that this is the mercy and desire of maybe my spiritual master, Gauridas Pandit. There is a lot of pastimes in between, but we will not go into the details. But then he accepted him as Shyamananda. This is the next lesson for us. Many times we receive special mercy through senior devotees. Sometimes we might get some realizations of the Lord. But never ever forget, it is only and only by the mercy of our spiritual master that we get this mercy. Never think that now I have got mercy of Radha, Krishna or somebody senior, I don't need my guru, I don't need devotees. It is never possible. And this is what, even after getting direct mercy of Sri Radharani, he never forgot that this is because of mercy of my spiritual master. Soon, Hriday Chaitanya went back to Kalna and Jiva Goswami called these three friends, Narottam, and Srinivas and Shyamananda, and gave them a big goodbye ceremony. He told that now it is my desire that you must take this Goswami literature, take these books which is so much of written, and take this philosophy and start preaching in different parts of India, especially in Bengal, Orissa. And that time he gave the title of Thakur to Narottam, so he became Narottam Thakur. He gave the title Acharya to Srinivas, who then became Srinivas Acharya. And he gave the name Pandit to Shyamananda, who became Shyamananda Pandit. Soon, taking this, so this was the first book distribution party in our history. Now every December or every month we go out into monthly Sankirtan festival and we feel, yes, we are doing very good. But only by the mercy of these three Vaishnavas, who started the first book marathon or actually distribution of the literature, we are following in their footsteps. Very soon, Shyamananda Pandit came and established his residence or place in Orissa. By that time, after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left, the Pathan Muslims had taken over Jagannath Puri and entire area of Orissa. And then stopped the worship in Jagannath Puri. But that time, one of the ministers of King Akbar, who was Raja Man Singh, who was a great devotee of Lord Krishna, he realized that these Muslims are trying to actually discard and destroy our Vedic culture. So he personally attacked Orissa, and actually all these Pathans, Muslims, had to run away, leaving behind this Jagannath Puri and Jagannath temple back in the Hindu hand. And same time, with Lord's mercy, Shyamananda Pandit reached there and he started preaching very, very boldly. He was known very soon for his three things, and this is what is our next lesson. He was known for his super excellent scholarship. He was known for his courteous mannerism, and third, he was known for his exemplary Vaishnava behavior. If we keep these three bases of our life in devotion, we will never make any mistake and bring disgrace to our spiritual master. We must study scriptures, not only to preach to others, but to make our fundamentals strong. Prabhupada used to say, those who will distribute my books, they will stay happy. But those who will read my book, they will stay. They will stay Krishna conscious. Just distributing books is not for others. Prabhupada said that I have written my books for my disciples. We must read them very thoroughly and understand them very, very sincerely. And only philosophy is never sufficient. An exemplary Vaishnava behavior and a courteous manner, respectful dealing has to be parallel associated with our understanding. Otherwise, dry philosophy will make us like a tall tal tree which is very tall but does not give shade, and nobody likes to stand under that tree. We should be like a tree which is full of fruits, like a mango tree, which gives beautiful fruits and a shelter. Why? Because its branches fall down, they come down because of humility. This should be the ornaments of a devotee. So very soon, he had hundreds and thousands of disciples, which included big kings, zamindars, and very, very educated people, and also the simple villagers. And they all would very sincerely follow Shyamalan Pandit very graciously. And thus, he was preaching very wonderfully. After some time, he left Orissa for a while and visited again Vrindavan and met Jiva Goswami and all the devotees in Vrindavan. And they were very happy to hear how wonderfully he was preaching this Krishna consciousness by his own behavior and with his own humility. And in this visit, Shyamananda established deity of Sri Shyama Sundar, which is still being worshipped in Vrindavan. Those who have been to Vrindavan, Sri Sri Radha Shyama Sundar, who is life and soul of Shyamananda Pandit, still stands there very beautifully getting worshipped, and the temple is just few, maybe less than 100 meters before, when we go to Lohi Bazaar, before Radha Damodar temple. And if we see their followers, they use the same tilak of Shyamananda tilak. So this Radha Shyama Sundar deities were established by Shyamananda Pandit. He worshipped them and then he gave them the charge of worship to Baldev Vidyabhushan and other devotees, and he returned back to Orissa. Now he had come with more vigor to started preaching very, very strongly, and they started doing Nagar Sankirtan. He would take a team of devotees, go out in the streets and do very loud jubilant kirtan. Some of the Muslims around were very upset with this, and one of the commander of Muslim, his name was Sher Khan. So one day he came and he started shouting very loudly at the devotees and gave them warning, you need to stop this or else you will have to face very bad consequences. The devotees, very bold, next day came again with rejuvenated vigor, with bigger party, and again started doing kirtan on the street. Sher Khan couldn't tolerate this. He came with some of his soldiers, and that day he beat some of the devotees and he broke the mridanga. Their soldiers took the kartas and threw them in water in the river. And this news reached Shyamananda Pandit. So third day he personally came with a bigger party, and this was the end. Sher Khan couldn't take anymore. He started coming towards them to attack, and very loudly going in front of him, Shyamananda started shouting, Radha, Krishna. And as soon as he loudly started chanting the name of Radha and Krishna, the soldiers and Sher Khan started coughing blood. Their beard and mustache caught fire and they had to run away from there. Next day Sher Khan came and fell at the feet of Shyamananda Pandit and told that yesterday not only we got this physical suffering, but at night my Allah came in the dream and he slapped me. And he told me that I am the same Allah who they are worshipping in the form of deities, who is Allah God. And I am the same as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the golden incarnation, or who's the golden avatar of Lord. And then he gave him the darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he was instructed to go and take initiation from Shyamananda Pandit. So Shyamananda Pandit accepted him and gave him name Chaitanya Das. And after this, Chaitanya Das would very, very vigorously and very enthusiastically help Shyamananda in his preaching. So this is the next lesson for us. Be bold. Definitely beyond a limit, beyond our realizations, we may not act. But one thing is very important. Be confident that this philosophy, what we are following, is the ultimate philosophy. Be convinced about it. Never feel ashamed of it. Never have any low self-esteem. Never feel shy to put tilak and go out having bidwai in the hand. I have seen some devotees, when they want to chant in the outside, they want to hide it. They don't want to show. When we go to our office people or some people, we do not want to show that we are tilak. We do not want to show our kanthi mala. There may be some valid reasons. Keeping that apart, we should be confident that we are no less. We should not be proud that we are in this parampara. And we should not think that others are useless, fallen souls. Not like that. But we should have confidence that we are on the right path and there is nothing to feel ashamed about it. When we will be bold, without even speaking, we will be able to attract people to Krishna consciousness. The happiness in our life by practicing Krishna consciousness will attract others. What is that makes these people so happy in this world which is full of miseries? Let me also become devotee. And thus, this is called as prachar by achar. Should have this in our life. Have this boldness and have faith. Soon, when Shyamananda was traveling, he came to a place which is called as Rayani or Rohini. And the king of that place was King Achyuta with his wife Bhavani. They were very great devotees of Lord Krishna. So they requested Shyamananda to stay in their place for next Chaturmasya and preach. And they gave the all the facilities to Shyamananda for preaching. And again, while preaching, he attracted hundreds and thousands of people in that area who took shelter of Shyamananda. One of the sons of the king, Achyuta, his name was Rasik. And Rasika with his wife Ichha Devi were so spontaneously attracted that they also took shelter of Shyamananda Pandit, and he was given name Rasika Nanda, and his wife Ichha Devi was named Shyama Dasi. Next day, Rasikananda took his guru Hriday Chaitanya to one of his very close friend Narendra, who was a very great scholar. He had a lot of philosophical understanding, but it was a dry philosophy, Sankhya philosophy, atheistic philosophy. And Hriday Chaitanya had a lot of philosophical discussion, and very soon Narendra felt completely defeated in his philosophy and took shelter of Shyamananda Pandit. And these three, we first heard the three friends, Narottam, Srinivas and Shyamananda. And now Shyamananda, out of his thousands of disciples, these three were main his disciples. Chaitanya Das, who was originally Sher Khan, Rasikananda, or was also called as Rasika Murari, and third was Narendra. These three, they became so important part and they took part in preaching of their guru's mission that it started pleasing Shyamananda very nicely. Once Shyamananda Pandit sent Rasika Nanda or Rasik Murari to a place which was called as Kashipur. And once he went there, very soon this entire village of Kashipur was converted into Vaishnavas. And when Shyamananda Pandit heard this, he came, visited this Kashipur, and he was very happy to see how his disciple was preaching Vaishnava philosophy so nicely, and people were able to take this philosophy following his example. And that time, he established a deity of Radha Gopi Jana Vallabha in this place Kashipur. He gave name Gopi Vallabhapur to this place. Like this, lot of preaching was going on in entire eastern part and southern eastern part of India by the mercy of Shyamananda. And this news reached Hriday Chaitanya. Hriday Chaitanya also came and visited Shyamananda, who served him very nicely and completely satisfied. Hriday Chaitanya went back. So this is important lesson for us. The last important lesson which I would like to share. Preaching is the essence. Prabhupada gave us few basic principles of life. Books are the basis. Next, preaching is the essence. Then he gave four principles. I don't remember other two. Probably when you remember, I will share it. Otherwise, you can find out. So the basic principles which Prabhupada told. Preaching is very, very essential. Taking Krishna consciousness and keeping in our heart and only practicing ourselves is miserly. Sharing this gift of Krishna consciousness to others is the best social welfare activity one can do and one should do. And that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Bharat Bhumite Hoilo Manushya Janma Jar Janma Sarthak Kari Kara Para Upakar. First thing is Janma Sarthak Kari. So first we should definitely take up ourselves seriously. Not that just distribute the books, tell everybody this is very nice temple, please go there every Sunday, this is the timing, but I won't go there. I will sit like a traffic police showing everybody direction. No, we also must take this Krishna consciousness, but make it an effort. Every year, every few months, I will have one more person whom I will bring to temple and share Krishna consciousness. And this is the franchising. Krishna in 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita says that those who give this knowledge to others are most dear to me. And this is the way we can actually grade or achieve or attract the mercy of Krishna. When we share Krishna consciousness, whether they take or they don't take, that is a separate thing. But we must share. And when we share, we will attract the mercy of Krishna. When we try to preach or give Krishna consciousness to others, sometimes some people will just not take it. We should not feel disheartened. Oh, nobody listens, everybody is materialistic. No. You have made a stroke. That devotee, that person will sometime meet another devotee and will get another stroke. And one day with one stroke, the metal bends. And that time the person who has given the last stroke feels that, oh, I made this person devotee. But there are hundreds of strokes which were given previously. So even if our stroke does not bend somebody's life, have faith that it will leave an impact which will make in future strokes his life bend to Krishna. So never feel disheartened. Be always enthusiastic to give this Krishna consciousness to others. Very soon, when Hriday Chaitanya left this world and when this news came to Shyamananda, Shyamananda had no interest in life. But with the mercy of Guru, praying to Guru, he continued to preach vigorously for a few more years. But after some time, when he was at a place called Narsingapur, or which is now today called as Kanpur, he got the news of his disciple Narendra leaving his body. And that was too saddening to his heart. And after that, very soon, Shyamananda also left this planet and went back to join Krishna in his eternal pastime. Shyamananda Pandit is Kanaka Manjari from Krishna Leela. And when they came, these three friends, Srinivas Acharya was symbol of ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Narottam Das Thakur was symbol, or he was empowered of ecstasy of Nityananda Prabhu. And Shyamananda Pandit was symbol, or he was empowered by the ecstasy of Advaita Acharya. So once these great personalities had left, their ecstasy in the form of these three friends continued to give Krishna consciousness to others. And we are in that great parampara, attached to these great acharyas who have personally come and given this Krishna consciousness to us. So it is our duty, it is our responsibility to our spiritual master, to our guru and to our entire parampara to be grateful and to show this gratitude by sharing this Krishna consciousness with others who will also, once joining this path, will become more happy, and this will attract mercy of Krishna on us. So Shyamananda Pandit ki just last line that his life and soul was Shri Shyama Sundara Deity, so we'll just pray to him, especially on Tuesday. Please pray for the mercy of Shyamananda Pandit, that please give us that strength, that boldness which you had, that attitude to please your Guru to me also. Jaya Radha Shyama Sundara.
Thank you. Thank you.